Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 13th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. German airline Lufthansa went back and forth the past week over whether Apple AirTags or other Bluetooth tracking devices were allowed in checked baggage. On Wednesday, the airline confirmed to the New York Times the tracking devices were, in fact, permitted. An Apple statement reads that AirTags are compliant with international airline travel safety regulations for carry-on and checked baggage. Microsoft announced many bunches of things at their Ignite event on Wednesday, so here are some highlights. The Surface Laptop 5 now runs on Intel's 12th Gen i5 and i7 processors, no more AMD, and also have Thunderbolt 4 and Wi-Fi 6. The display has Dolby Vision IQ support, and it's available in 13.5 inches starting at $1,000 and 15 inches starting at $1,200. Pre-orders available now, shipping October 25th. The Surface Pro 9 and 9 with 5G replace the Surface Pro and Surface Pro X lines, respectively. The Surface Pro 9 has Intel's 12th Gen processors, and the 9 with 5G has Microsoft's SQ3 chip. Both Surface Pro 9s have 13-inch 2880 by 1920 displays with up to 120Hz refresh rate. The Surface Pro 9 starts at $1,000, and the Pro 9 with 5G starts at $1,300, available for pre-order now, also shipping October 25th. Microsoft announced the Studio 2 Plus with a 28-inch 4500 by 3000 touchscreen display running on Intel's 11th Gen i7 CPU and NVIDIA's RTX 3060 GPU with a terabyte of storage. It adds Dolby Vision, Wi-Fi 6, and Bluetooth 5.1, along with Dolby Atmos speakers. You can pre-order it now, shipping October 25th, for $4,299 or $4,499 with a stylus, keyboard, and mouse included. The company also announced Microsoft Designer for the web and the image creator tool for Bing and Microsoft Edge, both using OpenAI's DALL-E 2. Microsoft Designer is a web app similar to Canva, and it will be free during the private preview period and later included in Microsoft 365 with a limited free version available to try. Image Creator will be free to everyone and will show up in the Edge browser and in Bing search engine. Microsoft is also launching a new hub for all of Microsoft's design-related products to create.microsoft.com. For the full breakdown of all the Microsoft news, there's much more. Please check out the Wednesday, October 12th edition of Daily Tech News Show. Last month, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority referred Microsoft's proposed $68.7 billion deal for Activision Blizzard for a Phase 2 investigation, for which consequences could include the merger being denied. The CMA released its full text of the referral decision, and Microsoft responded with a statement criticizing the regulatory agency for relying too much on self-serving statements by Sony. Sony claims the Microsoft offer to keep Activision Blizzard game series on PlayStation for 3 years beyond the current agreement is not sufficient, and Microsoft says it's not credible the incumbent market leader with clear and enduring market power could be foreclosed by the third largest provider as a result of losing access to one title, referring to the off-reference Call of Duty franchise. TikTok is launching a new feature called Profile Kit, which lets creators display up to 6 videos on another site, and the feature is launching specifically with LinkedIn bio site Linktree. Linktree appears on 30 million profiles and accounts for 5 million TikTok views daily. Profile Kit will be announced as part of TikTok World, where TikTok is also announcing advertising-related changes like a focused view on ads where brands only pay if a user has watched an ad for at least 6 seconds. Signal will remove the ability to send SMS and MMS messages from the Android application in the coming months in order to enhance privacy and security. The company states in its detailed blog post, one of the major reasons for the removal of SMS support is the insecure nature, which is inconsistent with its values and what users need from the platform. Over the next few weeks, users will get prompts and notifications to switch away from SMS. Chipmaker TSMC, which provides chips for companies like Apple and Qualcomm, announced Thursday its quarterly profit rose 79.7% over a year earlier to a record $8.8 billion amid surging demand. TSMC's U.S.-traded shares dropped 14% after Friday's announcement from Washington increasing restrictions on Chinese access to chips. Apple, Google, and Samsung have all announced software updates coming soon to enable 5G support on handsets in India. Phones sold in India have 5G-capable hardware, but there hasn't been 5G service until recently. Apple's updates will come in December, and Samsung and Google did not provide specific timeframes. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority will probe financial sector employees' use of private messaging services like WhatsApp, increasing focus on the practice similar to the US regulators. According to Bloomberg, the FCA requested information from Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and Nomura Holdings, among others, over the frequency and content of exchanges through text and messaging apps. Sony and Honda announced plans to accept pre-orders for their first joint venture electric vehicle in the first half of 2025. The joint venture is named Sony Honda Mobility, which hopes to start deliveries in the United States by spring 2026 and in Japan in the second half of 2026. There are currently no solid plans for a European launch. There is yet to be a look at the planned vehicle, with no mention of pricing, battery tech, or range. And Apple Music is now available on Xbox from the Xbox Store on Series X and S and Xbox One consoles, featuring background playback so everyone can listen while gaming. Apple Music was available on the PlayStation 5 last year. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.